Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Walking on ice as it forms this time of year isn't safe, and risking taking an ATV or snowmobile on it is, in the words of OPP Constable Michelle Simard, totally unnecessary. Not only do you put yourself in jeopardy, you do the same for first responders who come to the rescue.
So the best way is to stay off the ice in the early winter months until we know or you know that it's safe to do so.
Simard says it's also much too early to let children or pets near ice. She notes that ice never forms at a uniform rate or thickness. Snowmaking has begun on the ski hill and tubing park at Mount Jameson Resort, and President Pam LaPlante is aiming for ski season to be open before Christmas.
Well, we have a tentative opening date of December 11th, if not for sure by December 18th, and we'll have both the tubing park and the hill open by that date.
COVID-19 safety protocols will be enforced. For access to the main chalet for food and drink, you'll have to have proof of double vaccination. Another COVID-19 case in our region has resolved, bringing the total currently active down to 10. On top of that, the latest report from the Porcupine Health Unit says there are no new cases. Val's Ton in a Tundra Christmas food drive is on for the 18th consecutive year at 6 grocery stores in Timmins. Cochrane District Social Planning Council Executive Director Tricia Turner says shoppers will be asked on Friday to contribute food or cash towards food baskets for the needy.
It's individuals that access food programs and that without these boxes wouldn't necessarily get to enjoy a Christmas meal.
Val's Ton in a Tundra is named for Val Venneri, the retired sales manager from James Toyota, who pioneered the drive to fill a Toyota Tundra pickup truck. Three people are dead and as many as 6 others are hurt after a shooting at a high school in Michigan. Police say it happened at the school north of Detroit this afternoon, and a suspect has been arrested. A handgun was confiscated at the scene. Students who were evacuated from the school were being brought to a nearby store to reunite with their families. In Moose Sports, the battle for first place in the NOJHL Eastern Division continues tonight with 2 of the 3 combatants. The Hearst Lumberjacks visit the Timmins Rock at the MAC, first face-off at about 7:30. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimminsnow.com.